This is the Bunkcast episode 4. It is Friday the 28th of March. It's about 25 past 11 in the evening. Not that that matters to you, because by the time you're reading this, it'll be some other day and some other time, and it makes no difference. Good to have you along. This is episode 4 of the Bugcast. Hope you're all well. This is going to be a shorter episode than usual, possibly. I don't know how it's going to pad out, for two reasons. Firstly, we're off out tomorrow, quite early, so I don't have time to sort of pad out with excess talk. And the second reason is, well, I'm going to explain more after the next song. The reason, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to justify this podcast. I enjoy doing it. I hope you guys enjoy listening to it, although the dwindling listener figures at the moment suggest perhaps not. And I want to try and change the format of the broadcast to allow a bit more interaction between me and you. That song, first of all, at the top of the show was Amplifico, or Amplifico, however you want to pronounce it, and All Your Sins. We'll go straight into another song now, and I'll give you more of my my idea shortly. This song is by the Band of the Eye, and it's called Beatnik Acoustics. So I've had a couple of bits of feedback from episode 3, and I'd like to share them both with you. The first one is from Leonie. You may have remembered I read out an email of hers last week. Her email starts, "Congratulations on show number 3. You sounded more relaxed and assured this week. When you had the odd technical difficulty..." You spotted that, yeah? "You took it in your stride completely, and it was good to hear you laugh a couple of times as well. David, we will have you on the radio yet." People don't usually call me David, but I'll let you off. "The music choice was excellent this week. I particularly enjoyed the Morcheeba, very Bondian. You were spot on about my remark about the John Peel route. I think you're inadvertently proceeding along that route anyway. Accents. I guarantee that if you met my East Suffolk-born granddad, you'd barely understand a word he said. I don't know if you remember Goodnight Mr. Tom being on TV, but in that, John Thorne made a reasonable attempt at an East Suffolk accent. But I myself am at West Suffolk, and I think it's the most notable mark of accent in my voice is when I have to start a sentence with it's, because it comes out as ut. I presume that's how you pronounce it. As in, ut huli cum over black boar, which means the sky has turned very black, my boy. Of course, yesterday, ut look like snoo. I don't use this one, but my uncle does. The local greeting, whoop. And we spoke of my occasional habit of dropping the first word of a sentence once before, but I think that's just me rather than my accent. Anyway, another good show. Standing ovation. Here's to the next." Thank you, Leonie. Really appreciate your feedback, as always. How about a voice message next time? That'd be nice. Moving on, second piece of feedback is from Lance.
"Hey Dave, it's Lance from the Dumbed Down Life and the Short Bourbon podcast. Just thought I'd let you know that down here in Northamptonshire, we all oversleep, not overlay, and I seem to do it way too often. Cheers, mate, good show. Speak to you later. Bye."
I'm glad it's not just me. Okay, let's talk a bit more about this this idea. I'm getting bored talking about myself. And I know that was the whole point of this podcast. It was going to be about me. Now, I suppose as a Radio 2 listener who listens to Terry Wogan on the way into work in the morning and Chris Evans on the way home from work in the evening, I'm getting used to the format of interaction between the presenter and the listeners. If you've never listened to Terry Wogan before, do. Have a go. Just try it out once. Even if you can't stand the bloke, just listen to one of his shows and you'll see exactly what I mean. There is a hell of a lot of banter going on between the listeners, Terry, the other guys in the studio as well. And I'm wondering whether we could adopt that within this show. Now, as I said, I'm getting a little bit bored with talking about myself, and I'm guessing that you guys are feeling the same way because, like I say, the listening figures have gone down since episode one. So, what I'm going to suggest is for this next week, if you guys can drop me some feedback as to how you think this show should go, what would make you listen to this show more? What would make you recommend this show to other people? And then next week's episode, we'll go through and we'll chuck them out and we'll throw them out and we'll see what happens. My suggestion would be, or one of my suggestions would be, that at the moment the format is song, chatter, song, chatter, song. Now those two chatter blocks, if you like. The first one could be about me, if I have anything really particularly I want to talk about. And the second part could be about you. Have a think. Let me know what you think. Okay, I said it was going to be a short one this week. The next song, the final song, is by David Steele. No jokes about Liberal Democrats, please. And the track is called Words and Rhythm. And it's a slow starter.
Spirit black and lay it down on the ground. Have a heart attack. Do not make a sound. Sell your heart. You're the light.
was a really good track. I seriously enjoyed that. Okay, you can contact the show, as always, by email to bugcast@thelovebug.org. You can visit the website at bugcast.thelovebug.org. And you can send a voice message in a myriad of ways. The first one is by calling on the good old-fashioned telephone to 020, get this right this time, 8099150. That's 020 80 99 1550. I am aware that I gave that number out wrong once last week, and I apologise for that, and particularly to the person who owns the other number that I gave out. You can also leave an audio message by recording one on your PC and emailing it to the email address. Using the Gizmo client, the username is Bugcast, and there's also a generic SIP phone number which you can use using any SIP phone client, and that's on the website. So please, any suggestions, ideas, thoughts about the show. This show, it just isn't just about me. I wouldn't do this show if I knew people weren't listening. It's really down to you guys to keep this thing going, and I do appreciate every single bit of feedback that I get back. Okay, that's it for another week. I will see you all in a week's time. Take care.